It's Monday, October 27th, 2008. Thanks for tuning into this special 2008 election episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Gotta get political. Political, I gotta get.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds of My Head.
This government needs to be overthrown.
Tell me about that mule.
Read my lips.
Twas Halloween and the ghosts were out, and everywhere they'd go, they'd shout. And though I covered my eyes, I knew they'd go away. But fear's the only thing I saw, and 3 days later was clear to all that nothing as scary as election day. But the day after is darker and darker it goes. Who knows, maybe the plans will change. Who knows, maybe he's not deranged.
The one, the only, Norah Jones. That song right there, My Dear Country, from her most recent album, Not Too Late. And that's a fantastic song to start this very special 2008 election episode of The Sounds of My Head, because, of course, that was a political song. I think it's the only political song by Norah Jones. I'm pretty familiar with Norah Jones' music, and I'm pretty sure that's the only political song she's done. And it's a good song. It's not my very favorite Norah Jones song, but it's a good song. And it was a good song to start off this episode because, of course, it starts kind of talking about Halloween. And that's normally the kind of show I would do this time of year, being that it's late October. But once every 4 years in late October, it becomes more about the election, as that song did. And so I wanted to do a special election episode, of course, focus on songs that are political in nature or seem to relate well to this particular election, like that one did right there, My Dear Country. And like this next one does, it's a collection of artists, Zydeco professionals as they were, from Opelousas, Louisiana. doing a song called Oi en Butte, or Yes We Can, if you speak Cajun. And I'm going to say it's by the Whirly Bird, which is a venue, because I don't really know who it's by. There's a link to where you can download it for free on the Sounds of My Head website at thesoundsofmyhead.com, and I highly advise you do, because it's great Zydeco music, and it's all about Barack Obama with Yes We Can. Check it out right now on this special 2008 election episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Said it himself. We need to spread the wealth around. Now,
is that
that's
socialism?
That's one of the tenets of socialism.
But Senator, you voted for the $700 billion bailout that's being used partially to nationalize American banks. Isn't that socialism?
That is reacting to a crisis that's due to greed and excess in Washington.
Oh, that's why you're socialist. That's why. I don't smoke, except when I drink. Which I don't do unless I'm thirsty. Or it's nighttime, or I need something to wash down my smoke. But seriously, don't smoke. McCain 08! Now, you could argue that this country has dabbled in socialism ever since the income tax was introduced, and that calling Obama's plan socialist is a cynical ploy that even McCain himself realizes is a bankrupt tactic. Or should I say realized?
Why is it that someone like my father, who goes to school for 13 years, gets penalized in a huge tax bracket because he's a doctor?
I think it's to some degree because we feel, obviously, that wealthy people can afford more.
Are we getting closer and closer to, like, socialism and stuff?
Here's what I really believe, that when you reach a certain level of comfort, there's nothing wrong with paying somewhat more.
That, of course, is the late socialist leader John McCain. I believe he passed away during the Republican primaries. He will be missed.
We're gonna do this song right here. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, then go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was that money so we can feed the poor, cause I know someone Flatbush, when it rains that's when they shower, scream and fight the power, that's when the vulture devours. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday.
The 30-nation Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, is out this week with a new report on global gaps between rich and poor. Guess which great industrial nation had the fourth highest inequality in incomes, behind Mexico, Turkey, and Portugal? Right, us. Here's precisely what the report says. Quote, rich households in America have been leaving both middle and poorer income groups behind. This has happened in many countries, but nowhere has this trend been so stark as in the United States. Now there's some real spreading around of the wealth in one direction, up.
Keep it up. Next Tuesday is election day. Next Tuesday, all of you will go to the polls. You'll stand there in the polling place and make a decision. I think when you make that decision, it might be well if you would ask yourself, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in the stores than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country than there was 4 years ago? Is America as respected throughout the world as it was? You would ask yourself, are you as safe? Is America as strong as we were 4 years ago? And if you answer all of those questions yes, why then I think your choice is very obvious as to who you'll vote for. If you don't agree, if you don't think that this course that we've been on for the last 4 years is what you would like to see us follow for the next four, then I could suggest another choice that you have.
The song before that song was Wyclef Jean with President, as performed in the film Dave Chappelle's Block Party, which I'm particularly fond of the version in that movie, which is the version I played, because I love that song, and it's good on his album as well. So you can buy a version of it that's, you know, more produced, and it's longer, and it's a great version. I like the album version too, but the version from the movie, one of my favorites. Maybe it's just getting to see him talking to the school kids. It's a great section of the movie, but my favorite part of the film probably. And it's a great movie too. So check out Dave Chappelle's Block Party, and you'll see that particular version of President as performed by the one, the only Wyclef Jean. All right, after that was La Tigra doing their call to action song, Get Off the Internet. It's a great song to remind people to, stop being slacktivists and start being activists and get off the internet. That was from their EP, From the Desk of Mr. Lady, which came out a shockingly long time ago, if you're me, because you remember it like it was yesterday. So, La Tigra, Get Off the Internet, very fine music. And the song just before I started talking was The Submarines from Los Angeles doing their song Vote, which came off their debut album Declare a New State. And clearly, I don't plan these shows very far in advance, right? Because I probably wouldn't have chosen to play The Submarines on two episodes back-to-back. But that's just how it worked out this time. Okay, up next, a band from New York City, as are a lot of the bands on this episode. This is a band called The Ballet, and the song's called I Hate the War, because boy, do I hate the war. And The Ballet, very good. I actually played I Hate the War previously on this show, but it was some time ago, so probably you've forgotten about it, and their album is fantastic. This is one of my favorite albums of the year it came out, so you should check it out if you like this song, because it's all just this good. It's from an album called Mattachine. Let's check it out again. Here's The Ballet from New York City with I Hate the War on this special 2008 election episode of The Sounds of My Head.
I hate the war. a man for president who's seasoned through and through, but that's a doggone season that he won't try something new. A man who's old enough to know
and young enough to do.
Well, it's up to you, it's up to you,
it's strictly up to you.
Well, it's Kennedy, 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 Kennedy,
Kennedy,
Kennedy, Kennedy,
Kennedy, Kennedy.
Do you want a man with spirit who is not afraid to fight?
A man whose record shows that he will fight for what is right.
A loyal man who'll bring the job a fresh new point of view.
Well, it's up to you, it's up to you,
it's strictly up to you.
Cause it's Kennedy, 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 Kennedy,
Kennedy,
Kennedy,
Kennedy,
Kennedy,
Kennedy.
And do you deny to any man the right he's guaranteed to be elected president, no matter what his creed?
It's promised in the Bill of Rights to which we must be true.
So it's up to you, it's up to you,
it's strictly up to you.
And it's Kennedy, 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 Kennedy for me.
Kennedy,
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 Kennedy.
Do you like a man who answers straight, a man who's always fair?
We'll measure him against the others, and when you compare, you cast your vote for Kennedy and a change that's overdue. So it's up to you, it's up to you, it's strictly up to you. Yes, it's Kennedy, 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 Kennedy for me.
And this will be our year, took a long time to come. Don't let go of my hand now, the darkness has gone. This will be our year, took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you held me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you, you gave me faith to go. This will be our year, a long time to come. The warmth of your smile, smile for me, little one. And this will be our year, took a long time to come. You don't have to worry, all your worry days are gone. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you, you gave me faith to go on. Now we're there, and we've only just begun. This will be our year, took a long time to come. And this will be our year, took a long time to
an independent voter. I vote him as I see him, and brother, I see Roosevelt, Franklin D., lock, stock, and barrel. No, sir, I won't take double talk about the peace. But can you imagine a peace conference with the Republican candidate as our representative? Why, Winston Churchill and Joe Stalin and the Generalissimo would have to call a six-month recess to bring Mr. Dewey up to date on the business at hand, which is only the peace of this whole world. Or maybe the blind men who control the Republican Party, and they're as gorgeous a pack of isolationist misfits ever collected. Maybe they won't want to be brought up to date and can put the kibosh on the whole business. No, brother, it's got to be Roosevelt, and we better get out there on November 7th and make sure it is.
Motion, motion, all the country through. It is the ball of Van, Van, Van is a used up man. And with him we'll beat little Van. Sure, let him talk about art cider, 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 and log cabins too. 'Twill only help to speed the ball for Tippecanoe and Tyler too. And with him we'll beat little Van, Van, Van is a used up man. With him we'll beat little Van. Like the rush of mighty waters, 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 onward it will go. And the course will bring you through for Tippecanoe. Little Van.
The song before that song was The Zombies from the 1960s doing their song This Will Be Our Year. You can get that on the singles A and B is what I pulled it from, which is an actual CD, but you can get it on iTunes on some weird collection. That's the only digital place you can buy it, unfortunately. The Zombies, This Will Be Our Year, a fantastic song about change, and it was covered by OK Go, which is a song I actually played on this show 4 years ago when I did a special election show in 2004. I played the OK Go version of that zombie song, and it was pulled from the future soundtrack for America, put out by McSweeney's, spearheaded by John Flansburgh of They Might Be Giants, which was the last song you heard. That was They Might Be Giants with Tippecanoe and Tyler II from Future Soundtrack for America, the album, which oddly you can't seem to buy anymore. I didn't realize that until I was looking into it for the show, but I wanted to put it on anyway because it's a great song and a great record. So if you can dig it up, I don't know, maybe it's available somewhere and I just didn't find it. But at any rate, that was the MIB Giants. Okay, up next, another old-time favorite. This is Wally Pleasant. And this is where we get into the show that I'm kind of talking about Sarah Palin a little bit. This next song is Wally Pleasant doing The Day Ted Nugent Killed All the Animals. Because you may have heard that, you know, Sarah Palin, she likes to shoot animals from helicopters. I'm sure she's a huge Ted Nugent fan, so I figured she would enjoy this Wally Pleasant song. It's from his album Wally World, which you can buy online from his website for not very much money, and you should, because Wally Pleasant is fantastic. He hasn't done a lot in a long time, but I'm a big fan of the old Wally Pleasants. Here it is, The Day Ted Nugent Killed All the Animals by Wally Pleasant. Where else but on this special 2008 election episode of The Sounds in My Head.
The day Ted Nugent killed all the animals. The day Ted Nugent killed all the animals. He did it so he could bond with his male friends. He did it so they could broadcast it on ESPN. And when the news hit the wire, Greenpeace activists were crying in their hankies. They hadn't heard anything so awful since the first record by Damn Yankees. It was the day Ted Nugent killed all the animals. The day Ted Nugent killed all the animals. Imagine that. The Motor City Madman in your backyard stalking your cat. Scratch fever. And Bob Barker cried. Ricky Lake tried to save him. Noah turned right around in his grave, and they were all dead, but he was still Ted. He did it with his bow in hand, sitting up north in the open air. He did it for the Michigan militia. He did it for Fred Bear. It was the day Ted Nugent killed all the animals. The day Ted Nugent killed all the animals, 'cause he had so much respect for wildlife. He started tipping over goldfish bowls and chasing Bambi's mom with a knife, which is the equivalent to having so much admiration for an art museum that you burn all the paintings as soon as you see them. It was the day Ted Nugent killed all the animals. The day Ted Nugent killed all the animals. Raccoons, get in the garbage.
Kill them.
Baby seals are too cute.
Kill them.
Squirrels, yum.
Kill them.
orangutans. Wang dang that orangutan.
Kill him.
He killed them all, big and small, so he could put their heads up on his wall. It was the day Ted Nugent killed all the animals.
There's only one way to get a sense of the real America.
I think we need a little bit of reality from Wasilla Main Street.
So I headed to Wasilla to see what the rest of us were missing. The town's top job is anything but easy.
I guess a small town mayor is sort of like a community organizer, except that you have actual responsibilities.
Actual responsibilities.
Actual responsibilities.
That's a great joke.
In a zinger kind of way.
Yeah. Do you think being a small town mayor prepares you to be vice president of the United States?
An unequivocal yes.
How?
How?
Let's say you have a problem with the fire department. What would you do?
The city of Wasilla doesn't manage the fire department.
Okay, fine. Let's say there's something wrong with your school system.
We don't do the school system either.
Just pick any social service.
We don't do social services in Wasilla.
What do you do?
What do we do in Wasilla?
Take me through the mayor of Wasilla's day.
Just different things on different days. Well, Mondays at 10 o'clock, we always have a staff meeting. And then every Thursday is a check signing day, so I sign all the checks for the city of Wasilla, pay the bills.
With the mayor so hard at work, it's no wonder Wasilla is the envy of the entire state.
Howdy friends, this is Ralph Stanley, and I think I know a little something about the families around here.
And after the last 8 years, I know we all need a change. Now, nobody's looking for a handout, but I think we could use a leader that's on our side. And I believe that leader is Barack Obama. Barack will cut taxes for everyday folks, not big business, so you'll have a little more money in your pocket at the end of the year. He understands that our kids shouldn't have to leave our communities to find work. That's why Barack will make it easier to send your children to college and help create 5 million new jobs by investing right here at home. I also know Barack is a good man, a father, and a devoted husband. He values personal responsibility and family first. So please join me, Ralph Stanley, in supporting a true friend of the people who live right here in Southwest Virginia. Barack Obama is the change we need.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
America, your head's too big. Because America, your belly's too big. And I love you, I just wish you'd stay where you in America, the land of the free, they said, and of opportunity in a just and a truthful way. But where the president is never black, female or until that day, you've got nothing to say to me to help me believe. Oh, 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 in America, it brought you the hamburger. Oh, well, America, you know where you can shove your hamburger. And don't you wonder why in Estonia they say, hey you, hey you, big fat pig, you fat pig, you fat pig, steely blue eyes.
Just before that song was Camera Obscura's Alaska from their If Looks Could Kill EP, which, like most things by Camera Obscura, was very good. Alaska, of course, is where Sarah Palin is from, and I like the lyric, "You were such a pretty one, you had a kid. Do you have any idea of the damage you did?" Seems pretty fitting for Sarah Palin, in my personal opinion. After that, and just before I started talking, was Morrissey with "America Is Not the World" from the album You Are the Quarry, which, you know, is a fantastic song, and I really liked the lyric. But "We Are the President" is never black, female, or gay, and until that day, you've got nothing to say to me. I gotta say, hey, Morrissey, if the world is just, in about a week, you're gonna have to eat that. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Okay, finishing up this special 2008 election episode of The Sounds of My Head is perhaps the most fitting song of all. It's Sam Cooke from Chicago, Illinois, Sam Cooke, doing his song "A Change Is Gonna Come," which is a fantastic song, beautiful song, perhaps Sam Cooke's finest song, and he has some fine songs. And I got this from his album Portrait of a Legend, but you can pick it up on any number of other releases, I'm sure. Sam Cooke finishing up this special 2008 election episode of The Sounds of My Head with "A Change Is Gonna Come." Sam Cooke.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother, and I say, "Brother, help me please." But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. And oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was The Thunderer, a Sosa March. I also talked over Jocolando by Extra Golden, who incidentally have a song written for Barack Obama called Obama. It's on the same album, Hera Manano, as that song. I also talked over Illinois by John Linnell from his State Songs album, and King Cotton, also a Sosa March. In the opening, we had some Sosa, but we also had a little bit of Arrested Development, D-Light, and La Tigra. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen and tune in again in 2 weeks for a celebratory episode of The Sounds of My Head. Now, in a week, be sure to get out there and get your vote on, because it's important. It means something. And boy, howdy, will it be crushing. You remember my sadness episode that I had to do 4 years ago. Don't make that happen again. Please don't make it happen again. Okay. We'll see you in 2 weeks on The Sounds of My Head.